Yes, it's time again to board our Election Express, our weekly look at how the election campaign is unfolding outside the major metropolitan areas. Each week, we hear how communities throughout the country are experiencing the campaign through the eyes of newspaper editors or journalists who live and work there and are thoroughly immersed in the life of their communities. It's an interesting insight into places where some of the key election battles are being fought, or which we simply mightn't hear much about otherwise. So this week, I'm delighted to welcome back Erwin Klander, editor of the Alice Springs News Online. It's an independent and exclusively online newspaper. It reaches about 21,000 people in and around Alice. It sits in the electorate of Lingiari, which covers the vast, vast majority of the Northern Territory. And welcome also to Simon Ruppert, who is a senior journalist at the Benalla Ensign. The Ensign has served the Benalla community as the weekly newspaper since 1868, and it sits in the marginal seat of Indi in northeast Victoria, a hotspot indeed. Erwin and Simon, thank you for joining me.
Thanks.
Now, Erwin, Bill Shorten was in the Territory last week, and Scott Morrison, I understand, arrived there on Tuesday this week. There seems to have been an increased focus on the Territory this election. Why is that? Are you feeling that in Alice Springs?
In Alice Springs, not so much, because the additional votes will come from military personnel in Darwin, whose area has now been included in Lingiari, but that is a long way away from us, and we're basically looking at our patch, which I'm always proud to say is about a 1,000-kilometre radius, and if you apply that to Europe, we'd be at the local paper between Copenhagen and Rome.
That's a lovely characterisation. Yes, that seat around Darwin is Solomon, and the understanding is that quite a lot of these military personnel have negatively geared properties and that this may play a role. Now, I don't know what your judgment, you know, given the ALP's policy on negative gearing.
It's outside the 1,000-kilometre radius.
So you don't even know. It doesn't exist. But they've come into your Lingiari, though, have they?
Yes, and that could make a difference. We've got the Lingiari figures for 16. We had Snowden ahead comfortably in the towns.
So that's Warren Snowden, who's been really representing the place more or less for about sort of 25 to 30 years, hasn't he?
30 years, yeah, that's amazing. But the mobile polling stations, he's streets ahead of the then CLP challenger, Tina McFarlane. So it would have to be a fairly big swing for him to be unseated.
Now, who's running against him?
It's Jacinta Price. She's from Alice Springs, and she is an Aboriginal woman, and her main interest is domestic violence. And as it happened, we had a fairly interesting run-in over the last few days. She became a councillor in the last council election in 2017, and I interviewed her at the time and I said, are you using this council position as a stepping stone to another political office? And she says, no, absolutely not. 6 months later, she nominated for Lingiari and then sort of completed the breach of her undertaking last week when she resigned. So we then,
you think that's counting against her?
Well, I would imagine, yeah. So as a journalist, of course, I said, well, let's look at her record, her performance in local government. We looked at her attendance, which was very patchy. The town's problems are serious, and we were looking for any initiatives in the year and a half that she's been a councillor. And we found that there was nothing to be discovered about how to deal with crime, which is committed largely by neglected children committing offences. And then the subsequent and consequent decline in tourism is quite serious. And this is our main private enterprise.
Right.
Private enterprise business.
Look, I mean, Jacinta Price is quite a controversial figure. She's a Walpiri Celtic woman, and she's been quite prominent. And she has, of course, those quite strong views to keep Australia Day on January the 26th. So she is a most interesting person to have put her hat in the ring. We'll come back to her, but I just want to go to Indi now, because it's a completely different environment, isn't it, in Indi, Simon? The seat of the retiring independent MP, Cathy McGowan.
Yep.
Certainly turned turning out to be one of the hot seats of this election. I understand there's an orange army battling to keep the seat independent.
Look, there absolutely is. I was just down the main street in Benalla earlier, and they've got a sausage sizzle going on again. Helen set up an office just around the corner, and we're seeing a lot of orange around here, absolutely.
What's the orange all about?
Just the colour of independence, I guess. I'm not really sure. It's to keep them separate from the other parties, I guess, although technically they're not a party, of course, although there is a continuation going on there with Helen now running as an independent.
So Helen Haynes was the chosen successor by Cathy McGowan. But this Voices of for Indi is an orange army of 1,600 volunteers. I mean, gee whiz, that's pretty strong. And she's up against the Liberal candidate Steve Martin and a National Party candidate Mark Byatt. And Labor's
very close at the moment as well, by the looks of things.
Is it? Is that your judgment?
Well, I'd actually had a look at the betting odds earlier on, and I think Helen is about 2 cents ahead of Steve.
2 cents ahead.
So it's extraordinarily close. I mean, obviously, a lot of people have been very happy with what Cathy's been able to achieve as an independent, but at the same time, we're a traditionally sort of coalition seat in this area. So there's a lot of people looking, funnily enough, more towards Liberal, I'm finding, than the Nationals, which is very different from other things I've experienced in the area, to be honest.
No, what do you mean?
Well, generally, in most elections, particularly in the States and things like that, people are just really focused on the Nationals. Steve's been in town a lot and making himself very visible, and people seem to be reacting to that. And, you know, coalition voters who might traditionally have gone towards the Nationals seem to be sort of heading towards Liberal. So,
and I understand that there's quite a different mood in, say, Benalla, where you are, and the border town of Wodonga, which has the biggest population base in the electorate, which could determine the outcome. Is this your sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel we're in quite a little bubble here in Benalla. We've got quite an ageing population and obviously a very rural population, whereas it's a bit more busy up sort of Albury, Wodonga way. Yeah, so we seem to be a little bit different from the rest of the electorate in those senses, absolutely.
And I should mention, there's also Labor's running the former Wodonga councillor, Eric Kerr, and the Greens have endorsed the Beechworth vet, Helen Robinson. So this is really hot, isn't it? It's a great compliment, in a way, to the population that's so engaged, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And we recently held a candidates forum here for everyone to pop along, I think with the exception of the Greens candidate and the Darren Hinch candidate. And funnily enough, I was quite shocked, but Eric actually got a really good crowd reaction. And in a seat where he's not necessarily favourite to win, shall we say, I was actually quite, very good public speaker for someone so young. He's only about 25, I think.
And how many turned out to that meeting, just to give
it was absolutely packed. There was about three. There was standing room only by the end. I think there was about 300 to 400 people there, which for Benalla is quite excessive.
Well, now, Erwin, what about voter turnout and engagement in your gigantic electorate?
The voter turnout last time was more than a quarter of the people did not turn up.
Right. So what do you think that is? How do you explain that?
I think the turnout in the cities is slightly better than in the country. You have the situation where the distances are huge. People are voting in booths that are mobile polling stations.
Here's an amazing statistic. An estimated 16,500 Indigenous Territorians are missing from the electoral roll. So, you know, that's not easy to hear. Look, Simon, what are the key issues in this very interesting electorate of yours then, would you say?
Yeah, well, high-speed rail has been a big one across state and federal politics for over a decade now in Benalla. We've got a very slow train service out of Melbourne, which is sporadic at best, particularly when the weather heats up. And I think people, particularly when we had the forum recently, people were very interested to see what the plans were for addressing the rail issues. And, potentially, I think the idea is that people would quite like Benalla to turn into a bit of a commuter town for Melbourne, essentially. So people are very interested in that. Safeguarding the future of self-funded retirees is a big issue that I hear quite a bit. People are concerned with Labor's push in that direction. And, people who have obviously saved for their future for a long time under the current rules that are in place are quite eager for the current rules to stay in place, essentially.
Okay. Well, look, thank you both very much indeed for giving us that snapshot of these different... It'll make looking at Anthony Green's coverage on Saturday the 18th that much more interesting. I appreciate your time.
Fantastic. Thank you.
It's a pleasure.